week, our sponsor is Adult Diapers. Perfect for a walk on the beach, lunch with friends, or a day at church. Adult diapers prevent problems after they've already happened. Yes, even from a pew, you can enjoy your view of God at church. What church, you ask? Terrific! Adult diapers can be used to clothe the poor and keep you going so you can bring more love to the community that you love. What community, you ask? Why, the Big Cult! The Big Cult! What is that? The Big Cult is with us always and ushers us through our meaningless place in the universe until we can reach heaven where you can work from home. Can you believe that? So buy adult diapers, guaranteed to be sold only at the compound, where we tend a community garden, praise Ternasi, the vegan queen of sarcasm, and do all the weird sex stuff. Anyway, come get them. Praise Ternasi. Zorp, zorp. All right, well, this is the rant portion of the show, and now I will begin. Oh my God, people are very sexist. It is violent and aggressive. Okay, so here's what I will say are the things about this week. I'm making a lot of paintings. The government is raping everyone. My mom is worried about if I have a job. And I talked to a human man. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. So this has been a time of rebirth for one and all of us. There's a lot of stuff going on right now in the news, and people are very sexist. And I have to tell you what some of my biggest day-to-day issues are. I feel like the top one is just that I don't have a cat. That's been a really big issue lately because I keep meeting pets and I'm like inappropriately into them. Like I talk to them at the expense of meeting their owners. And, you know, when I was with my ex, it was like, hey, maybe I'm just uncomfortable talking to those friends because I don't like them very much. But it actually was like, yeah, but I really would like to zone in on this conversation with the dog. So could you leave us for a while? We need 10 minutes alone. You guys are freaking us out. They're just easier. I was like, oh my God, I want a friend that isn't human. The human ones suck sometimes. Sometimes they're so boring. And it's like, we could just be friends and like hug. But like, oh my God, if you only want to talk about football. I hate football. I hate football so much. It's just so racist and so many concussions and they beat so many people. I don't like it. Ugh, their uniforms aren't even cute. So anyway, I'm home by myself all the time. So I guess maybe I'm a little bit nuts. Maybe I've closed myself into my own mind and I'm going cuckoo bananas, but I want a pet so bad. And I was like, why? This feeling is so aggressive. Why do I feel this way so aggressively? Like, I feel like I need it. Like, I need a pet, you know, even though I'm so lazy and I'd have to clean up their poop. And I was like, why? Why do I need that? And then I realized, you know what? The way that women, you know how they say that women like start baby fever hits them and their body gets violent and like wants them to nurture. I have that. I have baby fever, but it's with a cat and I want to have one and I want it to come out of me and I want it to be my tiny little baby and I want to love it forever. And then also if you go on vacation, you can still let it be with somebody else. It doesn't even matter because it's not your kid. So it's not weird if you leave it. Like, oh my gosh, I want that. Oh, I want that. I want a little cat. What if I got a cat and people were like, oh my God, I see the resemblance, you know, like people are looking at me like, wow, Chip Chip is really growing up to have your eyes. And I'm like, cool. Chip Chip has nocturnal eyes and my eyes just stare into the face of chauvinism every day. But you're right. Good for Chip Chip. Good for her, you know. Also, you know what it is? I envy cats a lot of the time because this is so fucked up. I envy cats a lot of the time because I look at them and I'm like, oh my God, that cat is killing it so hard. And people are like, what? Or dogs as well. Because I'm like, look at that. Look at that pet. They go get food whenever they want it. They get hugs and they're not even worried about anything. Like they're not even worried. They're not worried. They're chilling. All they do is get hugs and take naps all day. That's fucking amazing. They never doubt themselves. You know why? It's a dog. It doesn't give a shit. It's a dog. It loves, it eats its own poop. You know, it's living its own life. It's fine. Like it doesn't always make the smartest decisions, but it is happy more of the time. And that's what I want. So how do I get, you know what, Aaron, could we get me some drugs in here to fuck up my brain so that, you know what, that's the messed up though, because they would mess them up the other way. I'd go too far down the rabbit hole. How do we get the drugs that make you forget about your, the fact that you think about I think about me thinking about anxiety and that's the hard part. And so I can't explain to other people. They're like, well, this isn't logical to argue about. And I'm like, I know that. But the thing is, I'm freaking out about the fact that I'm freaking out about it, because now you saw me freak out about it, and that makes me weak. And now I must battle you. Sorry about the deep sigh. It's just that that's my entire life. I don't know. Oh my God. I have to fight everyone. The ladies are okay, but only some of them. Like, I mean, I've got my, you know what? I guess this is a post-breakup thing, but it's also like, you know, there's so much fucked up sexist stuff happening right now with this Kavanaugh, you know, inquiry for the Supreme Court, that it's just, I don't know who has my back anymore, you know? So I had a break, and this happened last time. Okay, so this breakup, I had, like, my boyfriend dumped me and then did a bunch of creepy shit, and then all of a sudden, all these men were saying fucked up shit about women in public because they don't care that much about rape. And the last time I had a breakup, my boyfriend dumped me, and he was my whole life, and everything came out from under me. And then Donald Trump was elected, and then I had an abortion, and Donald Trump was elected, and I didn't think that was going to happen. And so I was like, oh my God, I think it's me. I think I'm the bad luck because he just dumped me. And I think Hillary wasn't elected because I had this abortion. I caused this. Oh my God. I didn't really think that, but I thought it was kind of funny. It's like, but I was astounded. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Every time I have a breakup, there is a horrible change in this country. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, I am doing my best to never have a breakup again I'm going to get out there. But here's the thing. What if they stopped doing fucked up stuff? I hate the universe right now. Everything's boiling around because, you know, I got into it on Facebook with my mom's friends this week. That's what's happening. My mom posted something, and I was really proud of her because I felt like we were on the same page about something. So, like, the way we talk about feminism, like I've mentioned, is she doesn't like how angry it is. She, you know, and I get it because there are certain things where I see people saying things to me and I feel like it's a separation. There is a fine line between your emotional experience, between your feelings about men and justice for women. There's a difference. So it's a really blurry line, or not a difference, but they come hand in hand. So that's really difficult because I don't trust them. And then they started yelling a bunch of shit about, well, then they start crying on TV and shit. And it's like, dude, just stop raping people. It's not that big a deal. Like, first of all, it's not that hard to stop raping people. It's like pretty chill. And also, this is literally for a promotion. Like, he doesn't need a fucking promotion. Just like choose somebody else and we can stop arguing about this. And then you also set a precedent that we just don't rape. You know, if that was the law, if the law was just don't rape, then people wouldn't rape. But people do rape because they think they won't get caught. And why do they think they won't get caught? Because they don't get caught. And why don't they get caught? Because people tell people it's happening. And then the people they're telling are already the rapey people, or they're protecting them. And so they go, it's not happening. So they, you know, they build a conundrum that you can't get into. It's a catch-22. So then all the women are just out here with a few trusted colleagues just being like, dude, if you try to rape any of these people, I'm gonna fuck you up. We're in a squad. Leave her alone, you know? Oh my God. It's just so fucked up because I was an RA when I was in college, and they made me, we had sexual assault training, you know, to recognize red flags, to prevent anything. And the last thing they always say is like, you're supposed to shit yourself and that'll keep you from getting raped. Awesome. Cool. We are supposed to debase ourselves to the lowest, to the lowest of our humanity before we even bother considering to maybe mention to the men, don't rape. Like, why do I have to go to a class about recognizing when somebody's trying to steal, to abduct my friend from a party? Like, I mean, sure, obviously I'm going to do that, but maybe you should be having a simultaneous fucking class for all the men to say, hey, don't fucking rape anybody. These are the reasons why it's messed up. Let's talk about it openly. Have you ever seen talk to somebody about it? I don't even know what you need to do, but you need to have a fucking dialogue about it because nobody is fucking telling these people to their faces, don't rape. Nobody's ever told them that. They maybe said, like, you know, take care of your girl, like, ooh, fight someone for her. Ooh, make enough money for her. That doesn't mean anything. Like, no, like, has anybody literally, like, Aaron, did anybody ever in your life tell you, hey, make sure you don't rape anyone? You know, just how were you taught about it? Quote unquote, boys, when you penetrate a woman physically, you penetrate a woman emotionally. So be very, very careful. End quote. Okay, listen. I'm losing my voice this week, but if I wasn't, I would be screaming. Can we insert some sort of screaming sound here, Aaron? Ah! It's fucked up. What the hell is that? Oh my God, that's so incredibly bad. And that's the thing that I think every woman is feeling, because now my whole thing is like talking about it honestly, and it's difficult because, you know, sometimes I also don't want to be in my feminism. I want to be including people who have struggles that I don't experience, because it's not fair for me to yell about this and say, hey, I'm not being treated fairly. If other people are getting fucked up, I'm on their team because they're getting fucked up even more. That could happen to me at any fucking second. You know why that's happening? I'm safe because I am white, or because I wore this specific thing, so I look, or because I'm feminine, you know, or because I, you know, came from this area. Like, so it's just, you know, if you're doing it to them, it's just a minute away from you doing it to me. You don't give a fuck about people. So anyway, the point is, bullshit is erroneous. I don't want to hear any bullshit, you know? And it's hard because, like, when we're talking to each other, like, when I'm thinking about people of color, it's like, I have a hard time because I'm like, how do I go up and say, listen, I'm super white and I want to respect that some of these spaces are not for me. But also, I'm super fucking pissed. So what should we do about this? Because I'll just go where you're going, because I think we should probably stick together. Like, I don't know how to say that. And I don't know how to say that with other women. And I have started by just saying, hey, I've got your back, you know? And it's happened. I've seen it grow a lot over the years where it's like, I experienced it the most in the comedy community. And oh my gosh, I can't go into this, Aaron. We had a huge thing for years that people were getting roofied, and then we had to like oust, you know, like all the women unified to be like, you know, we rescue you from fucked up situations, and then they'd be demonized for doing that. And then some people would like say they were doing it, but then turn around and use it as a guilt. You know, it's just a mini society. It's a microcosm of society. That's the way society is. And you know, the best thing to do, I just go straight to the source and I say, especially when I had a car, I was like, listen, if you like, at one point I didn't have a job and I had a car. And so I was like, listen, I'm just chilling. My friend was being stalked. I was like, listen, if you ever need me, I'll come. I'll just drive you somewhere. It's not a big deal. It's not a huge deal for me. It's just a little errand. I get to see my friend. And also this fucking person is being super creepy. So, you know, then you kind of, I don't know, you tap into the lady network and you're like, hey, how about if you pick me up from here? Do you mind staying with me when this happens? Or like, I'm going to move. Could you, you know, help me go change my address or whatever the fuck? I don't know. Okay. Now I'm getting too deep into it, Aaron. Let me do this. Yeah. Nay. I'm reining it in. So I was an RA in college. The disparity between how men and women are taught about sexual assault is so different than they go through intense training and train all employees of the college how to recognize when somebody is being abducted, recognize when they're being drugged, they teach us how to hide. They teach us how to hide because they, you know, the last ditch effort is shit yourself, which I don't think I could do on command, even if I was really scared. Like I'd probably pee, but like, I don't think I would shit. I don't know. Maybe it depends on what I ate. Anyway, so they educate people so differently that number one, they tell women to shit themselves before they even mention to men, hey, don't rape people. They don't even tell them what it is. They don't even tell them what rape is. They just don't address it. They're like, oh, it doesn't exist. You know, the same way that people say, oh, sex before marriage doesn't exist, so we'll ignore condoms. You know, it's the same fucking thing, because it's like, oh my God, you've never even been taught what it is? That's so insane. Like literally, and people take it as a lot of aggression, but literally all I want to do is look at people and be like, okay, in order for this logical argument, all the arguments we're having as a society to coalesce, we have to base our fucking communication on a foundation of some agreed upon logic. So if the logic is rape is bad, we can solve it together. Not an issue. But you're not giving me signs that that's what you're working on. You're giving me signs that what you're working on is don't let me lose shit. Don't let my money get taken. Don't let that guy get kicked out of the frat. I play frisbee with him. She wanted it. So that's the fucking issue. And that's why I keep looking. I just want to look people in the eye and be like, do you agree that rape is bad? Like, you're arguing every other point. Sorry, my voice is so bad, but I'm not crying. But you're arguing every other point up until this with such rigor. It's like, I don't give a fuck about all the other shit. I get it. I don't want to be mean to you. I don't want to be arguing. It's exhausting. I just want to be like, yo, do you agree that rape is bad? Okay, well, here's how we can prevent it. But you got to fucking listen to women, because it's all policed by men. It's insane. They don't tell men what it is. They let them do it their whole lives. They don't acknowledge any punishment. And then there's no reason for them. They don't punish them for it. So there's no reason for them to police it. Hi, my name is Lainey Lennertz, and I am a woman. Yes, a woman. You can tell I'm a woman because I have two breasts, one vagina, and men talk over me. In addition to these subtle clues, I also have long hair, small hands, and every month I bleed out of my butthole. This is the time of month when a young, fertile woman sheds the uterine lining that has accumulated in order to nourish a fertilized egg to grow into a fetus. Before the egg is fertilized, it is already a microscopic child with fingernails, eyelashes, and the potential to trap you in a loveless marriage. As a strong, well-informed lady, you can look forward to cooking, cleaning, nursing, and only walking barefoot because you're not even thinking about running away. Now I know what you're thinking. Blood doesn't come out of your butthole every month. And you're right. That's practically garish. I'm not an idiot. I went to public school, so I know blood comes out of your anus. Words are important. In addition to bearing children, women also have the capacity to become many things, like, for example, teachers, nurses, and murdered. There's no limit to what we can be told to do. Now, in today's current political climate, I know that our country is completely divided when it comes to female issues. These issues include, but are not limited to, do women exist? Can they talk good? And when do they bring sandwiches? A battle is raging, and I can answer all of these questions today, thereby solving all of the troublesome work through which we put our leader, commander, and president, Bill Clinton. Issue number one, do women exist? Answer, sort of. While women are physically present in this country, they are unable to become politicians, take a punch, or grow their own butts. That is where science comes in. When a woman has a bad butt, one of her male guardians reports it to the National Council of Butt Doctors. Once the woman is placed on the waiting list, she receives a bouquet of flowers and a box of chocolates sent under her husband's name every Mother's Day for 10 years. She then waits her turn until it's her chance to be corrected. Once the good butt is installed, the woman is free to strut her stuff and get her groove back and fix her disgusting human breasts. This process is very similar to butt correction, but is more on top. Issue number two, can they talk good? Answer, no. Issue number three, when do they bring sandwiches? This is potentially the most intense battle of the last 30 years. According to recent legislature, women are encouraged and in fact required to provide post-coital sandwiches. This occurs when a man sees a passable woman and then has sex on her the forwards way. The sandwiches can be turkey, ham, chicken, or steak. However, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich does not contain the protein that men need to make their jizz real strong and is therefore inappropriate in this situation. Well, we certainly have learned a lot about women today. I'm so glad we were able to have this chat. Now get out there, make some babies for the militia that we will lead into the coming mutiny. And remember, ignore everything that we talked about here today, because as we all know, I am just a woman. Okay, well, it's time for the motherfucking question. Let's get a shake on. Let's do this fucking thing. So I've been telling people, you can send in a Dear Abby style question. I will answer it. I'm going to give you advice that is possibly fucked up, possibly useful. You decide for yourself. Let's do the motherfucking question. Dear Lainey, what do I do when my elected officials at the highest levels are people who have committed sexual assault and people who protect people who commit sexual assault? Thanks. From Nauseated in New York. That's such a fun question. Thank you. I mean, like the name at the end, that's really fun. I love that. Okay. Well, here's what I did. I'm mad about it too, but I actually made a list of things that I would recommend or things that I've been doing to keep the anger at bay. So number one, yelling. You probably heard me do that. So I think we got that. Okay. Number one, yelling. Number two, cheese. And I'm serious. Maybe my cheese is not your cheese. Maybe your cheese is ice cream, but I've also been eating that. So I feel you, sister. You know what I mean? Like whatever you're guilty. You know what? Here's the thing. Wine, whatever. I gave up drinking. So get your vice. Honestly, oh my God, smoke a fuck ton of cigarettes. That would be so good. I'm old enough now that I'm like, oh, I would love a good cigarette. That's so old. That's like divorced prostitute old. Anyway. Okay. And I call them sex workers because it's fine to have sex for money if you want to. You understand. I was saying the politically correct thing. Just imagine I said it the right way. Okay. Cheese. Whatever your vice is, have it. Do it. It doesn't matter. Do it. It's fine. Don't go crazy. Just do enough that you can be like, listen, this is actually happening to me. It's real. It's fine. Feel yourself for a while. Number three, we read about fierce women. Yes, that is what... That helps a lot. Honestly, it helps like to read about women's perspectives on making their careers. Like, I mean, anything like reading for me, Tina Fey, Bossy Pants came out and then Amy Poehler's book as well, which I think was Yes, Please. Yeah. Those were incredible because just by telling their stories naturally, they run into a lot of situations where they're talking about blatant sexism. And it's encouraging because they have huge careers. And for me, those are like some of my role models. And I look to it like, dude, I'm not alone. I knew that they were experiencing this. And, you know, I'm just fighting my way through it. But it helps to read about women who are focusing on their lives or watch shows about it or listen to shows about it. So, I mean, if you have any podcasts, send them to me because I love them. I listen to Two Dope Queens a lot. Oh my God, I shouldn't mention that. Okay, whatever. Read about fierce women. It helps. It's inspiring and it makes me feel strong. Talk about it whenever you want. Women are talking about it a lot to each other. They're sending each other messages like it's connecting people. Talk about it. Talk about it whenever you want. I have to control myself, you know, to not go off on a tangent and to not yell too much in public, things like that, unless I planned it. I mean, there's a fine line there for me between mental health anger and righteous anger. But the point is, a ton of them are talking about it. And I know because I'm talking to them and they're talking to me. So talk about it. Use them. Speak to them. They feel you. They get it. Watch as many romantic comedies as you want because, listen, I get that they're sexist, but you don't have to feel bad for shit that you enjoy. Enjoy whatever the fuck you want. They made it in a fucked up way. You recognize that. That's fine. Whatever makes you feel good, do it. It doesn't matter. You deserve to feel fine with what you're doing. You know, don't question it. And then the last thing that has saved my ass at every time in my life is my recommendation of two words, make shit. Just make shit. Make everything. Make everything you can. Make anything you can. And by that, I mean focus. Like figure out what you want to do and do that shit. And it's hard. It's really, really hard for everybody because it's so hard. It's, you know, I can't say I'm doing it 100%, but make shit. Don't get scared out of making what you want to make, whether it's like making an impression on your boss, doing a really good job at work, doing, you know, making art, helping your community at church, you know, whatever for you is building, is positive, is making something, do that. And don't let anybody scare you out of it. That was the motherfucking question. That was it. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Boom. Getting it. Girl, get it. Celebration, confetti, hugs. I'm hugging you through the microphone and at my shows. Here's the shows that I have coming up. Saturday the 6th, I will be at the Laugh Factory in Chicago. Sunday the 7th, I will be headlining at the House of Comedy in Bloomington, Minnesota. So please come out to that if you're going to be there. It's going to be really, really fun. And I get to do a headlining spot, which is going to be very exciting. On Sunday the 14th, I'll be at the Laugh Factory. Tuesday the 16th, I'll be at the Laugh Factory. Saturday the 27th, I will be hosting the Big Sexy Show at the Comedy Bar at 11 p.m. All right, well, my name is Lainey Leonards. You can follow me on social media at itlainey, itlainie, because somebody else owns the S. Again, that's itlainie. All right, now get out there and give them fucking hell, bitches. Bow! Ba 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 bombs. Everybody's punching each other, but also in the hearts they love. Goodbye. I'm getting a cat. Okay, bye.